This is Jim Norton, and unfortunately for you, you're listening to the You Know What, Dude podcast. You know what, dude?
Hiya, folks. Welcome back to another edition of You Know What, Dude, the podcast started by my good friend Robert Kelly, who is sitting sort of next to me, but possibly right not, maybe not, you know, I flubbed the line, but here I am. My name's Joe DeRosa, opening the podcast up.
Fucking goddamn it. Really? I mean, I'm trying to give you shots, Joe.
What was that?
None of your business.
We're across the country from each other, folks.
Not across the country. You're five states away from me, south.
I'm in Atlanta. You're in New York.
That's not across the country.
We're in different cities. And
Jesus.
We're doing this over what's called the internet. And it's a little little new, but it seems to be working. So I was a little thrown off in the beginning there. At the top, you know, I didn't know what to say because I can't see you, Bob, and it throws me off when I can't look at you.
Well, you know, look, what we're doing, it's a Sunday night. We're doing this for two reasons. One, this is a live Skype test. Me and Joe are trying to take this fucking podcast always to the next level. Well, I should say me, because Joe just likes doing the podcast. He don't give a fuck if it's live, Skype, fucking mixing board, good mics, my iPhone. As long as he can yap and collect a couple accolades on an email or Twitter, he's happy.
Yeah.
I, myself, I'm very, you know, I'm kind of like a meth head. I like to fucking, I like to advance things and tinker with shit and fuck around and...
Yeah, you're everything wrong with humanity.
Well, I don't know.
Just push, make it better.
Jesus Christ, Joe. I don't know if I'm everything wrong with that's wrong with humanity. Fucking God. I'm saying that right now this is...
I'm just kidding.
This is actually going through an iPad, a Zoom to a computer... with a Yeti mic. So this fucking podcast, Joe, has gone from my iPhone to fucking all this. And it's still fucking portable, which I love. I could still throw this in a bag and go do this at a fucking Starbucks if I wanted to. I don't need to be in a studio.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So, and you sound fucking crystal clear. But now, not only are we fucking doing this on Skype, this is going live right now. So, hopefully some people are listening to it. I just tweeted it out. Joe's going to tweet it out now, the link to listen to this live. So, hopefully, if there are some people listening to this, if it's coming across loud and clear, please... tweet, let us know that you're fucking hearing this. So that's one reason why we're doing this podcast tonight. We usually do it during the week, which we already have. We have the podcast from Monday morning that's coming out. Great one, actually. One of my favorites that me and Joe did. And now we're just doing this test to see if it could go out. So that's one reason. Another reason, I felt like we needed to be on the air tonight, Joe, especially live, just because it's September 11th.
Oh, Jesus, it is. I didn't even realize that was the date today.
Wow.
What?
And I'm everything that's wrong with the fucking world. You selfish, fucking, absorbed douchebag.
Why?
You don't even know it's September 11th?
It didn't dawn. I didn't look at the calendar when I woke up. It didn't dawn on me. I knew it was coming. I knew it was today the other day, but then I forgot that it was today when I woke up, you know?
The fuck, man.
What?
Right, I'm going to get back to that. But first of all, we're live. People are listening. And I guess you sound good and I sound good. I think it sounds like we're in the same fucking room, even though you're in across the country, as you'd fucking put it. Three states down, you fucking moron. But
and you felt patriotically that we needed to go live today because of the...
I don't know if that's a word. I felt patriotically. Is that right?
As patriots, you felt that we needed to go live today.
As patriots, I don't know if that's right either. I mean, I'm dumb, but I don't think that's right.
All right. You felt like we should do this live today because it was September 11th. How's that? Does that make sense to you?
I... Hey, there's no need to get fucking angry, Joe. I felt... I don't know. I just felt like we should do. I mean, it's weird. It's 10 years later and I still get, I'm not saying this to be a fucking, you know, a hard guy or whatever. I still get fucking really violently angry when I think about what these fucking cocksuckers did. You know, and I don't know if that's, you know, blue collar or fucking, you know, fucking, I don't know. I see all the shit on TV and I see the planes going into the building and then they show these fucking scumbags, you know, these fucking douchebags. And you know, and these are the guys that got on the plane and sat next to me and I hear the recordings and they're just like regular people. Just relax, be calm and you'll be all right. And we listened and all these people listened. And they just, a few guys just, you know, made all these people just fucking listen. And they just were so scared about dying that, you know, it's like, and then they crashed them into a fucking building. It's just like, oh, I get so angry, man. I don't know. I just get fucking angry.
Well, it's horrible. It's a horrible thing that happened.
Yeah, it's horrible, but it's kind of, it's horrible, but, you know, they say it would never happen again. I mean, if I was on a plane and they pulled that horse shit, I mean, what would you do, Joe? Would you get? I mean, I know what I'd do.
You'd sit there.
You
That's
would.
What you'd do.
I wouldn't. Huh? I wouldn't. There's no way I wouldn't. I would never sit there. If I was on a plane and fucking terrorists took over and were like, you know, just sit there, fuck you. I'll just die. I'll just fucking run right at them. You know. Run right the fuck at him and jump on him with all my weight.
We all think that's what we do. Who knows what the fuck you do in the real situation, dude? You're sitting there going, "I want to make it back to see my wife and my family again," you know. And you got more to lose than you know. So you never know what you do, dude. That's a tough call, man.
Someone just wrote on Twitter that DeRosa forgot it was 9/11 because he was too busy mourning the loss of 19 relatives.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Day before two. Fucking wow.
Sometimes they get you on there and it's funny.
Sometimes they do. I don't know, man. I was supposed to do this show tonight over at Caroline's. This guy's doing a documentary about, I guess, comedy, 9/11. I don't know. Where were you at 9/11 anyways? Where were you?
I didn't live in the city yet. I still lived in Philly. Oh, actually, I lived in Austin, Texas when that happened. I was down in Austin and I woke up to go, you know, my alarm went off to go to work and, you know, I just heard on the radio, like, it was like one of those things. It was like some, you know, morning zoo radio show that I had tuned in for when I woke up in the morning. And, you know, I was coming to and like just kind of hearing bits and pieces of what they were saying.
Right.
And then it was like, you know, I managed to put together the planes flew into the World Trade Center. I was like, what? And like I ran in the other room and turned on the TV and then there it was. It was like right before the second tower fell. Pretty crazy. And then I had to go to work and I got stopped. I used to work at this, it was a television network down in Austin, but one of the, huh?
Were you on it?
I was an editor.
Okay.
I used to edit like these concerts and stuff they'd shoot. So I went in to work, and they had the editing suite at this old airport in Austin that they used to use for private plane landings. So like when Bush would go back to Austin, he'd land, the private jet would land there instead of at the regular airport.
Right.
And because of that, they had all these cops there at my work, like inspecting people and like looking at your cars and shit. And like they questioned me a lot. I looked a lot more Arab back then than I do now. Cause I think I had a beard and like really curly long hair. So, yeah.
I wouldn't even put it. That's what aggravates me is it just makes me mad that we, you know, these fucking cocksuckers got on the planes, briefcases, you know, shaved, sat next to all these people, probably said hi to people. And then they, you know, if you listen to those tapes, and then all these people, and then you start, and there's so much fucking shit out there. I mean, I saw these videos today on YouTube, and you're watching the planes fly into the building, and it's still fucking shocking. It's still shocking.
Yeah, it's horrible, man.
And then they show these videos of like close-ups on the, just before the plane hit the building, they go in and in on the window of the plane, and it's a mannequin, a woman's mannequin face in the pilot seat of the plane.
What video is that?
I just saw it today. It was the conspiracy theory, you know, all that shit, and how they, you know, the government flew the planes into the building, and there was no people on those planes, and all that shit. And
yeah,
it's creepy to see that video because, you know, I'm a fucking dummy. I see something on the internet. It's got to be true. You know, that was so funny.
How do they show the face of the person in the cockpit flying the plane? They
just did it. You know, they just did close up. I mean, look, of course it's horse shit. You know, I mean, Nate Bargatze, is that his name? Nate?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just did a call. Bargatze. Great kid. Funny kid. We just did a college together, and he was telling me how excited he was about the new iPhone coming out. And I'm like, why is that? He's like, haven't you seen it? And you know me, dude. I fucking drool over that shit. I know what the fuck's going on. If anybody's seen the new iPhone 5, I've seen it, you know? I check every day, five times a day. And he goes, yeah, dude, it's a video on YouTube. It has the keyboard, the laser keyboard, and the hologram. And somebody put a thing out there, a video of the, it's a fake of what the new iPhone in is, has a laser keyboard that shoots out onto the fucking table. And then instead of video, it's a hologram like the Princess Leia coming out of the fucking R2-D2 out of the top. Awesome. And he thought it was real.
You dummy. What a dummy he is.
He thought that was the next fucking iPhone. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, man.
What a fucking moron.
But I get it, dude. I mean, fucking people can do, it's not like, you know, 20 years ago where you needed fucking CIA and the government, you know, Photoshop is available to the average shit dick in fucking New Hampshire and Vermont. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, a fucking fat lady woodcarver in Vermont, Hippieville, could fucking edit a little short film on her iPhone now. Never mind, you know.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Never mind a genius 12-year-old from fucking, you know, from the middle of the country somewhere, or fucking, you know, from Silicon Valley, some Asian half-breed fucking genius that Steve Jobs made fucking some fucking Japanese
easy
robot. All right, take it. Too much. Too wordy, Bob.
For Christ's sakes, Bob.
I don't know.
What's with you today?
I don't know, man. It's first of all, okay, today's been a fucked up day just because, you know, I'm just in a depression. I'm really in a depression big time. Still, it hit me again yesterday and today.
What's the matter, man? Smoking stuff?
I think just life, man. Being fat again. I mean, I don't know how we're going from September 11th to me being depressed about being fat
because you're selfish and you turned it about yourself.
You didn't even know it was September 11th. You forgot, Joe, the theme, the bumper sticker, the one thing they tell you not to do about September 11th. Never forget. You did it, you fucking dirty Arab.
I didn't forget it about September 11th. I just didn't realize today was September 11th. That's, I've been in a goddamn studio all day.
Oh, stop fucking dropping. We get it. I've been in a studio. Oh, God. Let's not count a fucking your friend's basement as a studio, okay?
I've been tracking guitars all day, Bob.
Not tracking guitars. Fuck you and your
All right, look, I feel bad that I didn't realize it was today. I really do. I really do, but I still didn't talk about myself like you did. What's worse, Bob, not remembering or talking about yourself on the day of? Which one of those things is worse? Got an answer?
Yeah, I got an answer, Joe.
What are you doing?
I had to go fucking get a sip of coffee.
Because I heard a lot of, you know what? Now that I'm on headphones on the other end of the country, I understand the complaints now about the breathing of the coffee. It really is loud in the mic and shit.
Yeah, well, I don't really do it as much as you.
Do what?
Breathing and the fucking smoking and the exhaling.
I'm not smoking or breathing, baby. I'm just living. I'm just here.
I'm just living. Ugh.
Anyways. I'm just here living, baby.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, September 11th. I don't know. Does it fuck you up, dude? Do you get fucked up? Are you patriotic at all? I know you don't believe in God or religion, but are you patriotic? Do you believe in? Are you America? Are you? Do you know what I mean? Even though it's not your country, I know, but
that's right. No, I love this country. I think it's the best place to live.
Apparently you've never been to Aruba.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, as far as I know, you know, this is where I'd want to live more than anywhere else. Of course I have a tremendous respect for, the memories of this day and what this day means and what it is. I wouldn't say that, I got sad at the time, but I don't anymore. No, I don't necessarily get sad about it. It's just, it's something that happened, you know, and I look at it the way you look at like Pearl Harbor or something like that, you know? But you know, still getting emotional about it is tough. But I mean, in all fairness, it's like, I don't have anybody. I didn't lose anybody in it. So that's one thing. And the other thing is, too, I don't watch the footage. I don't go back and watch the footage and all that stuff. I don't like rewatching shit like that. So that's probably why, that may come across as maybe less patriotic or something like that. But I mean, because I don't seem like sad and stuff. But part of the reason I don't re-get sad or return to that emotion is because I don't like watching those videos.
Re-get sadder?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time explaining.
I know you're trying to you might try to dumb it down for me, but you don't have to dumb it down that much, Joe. Re-get sadder.
Yeah, well, it's... Fuck. I wasn't dumbing it down. That was legitimate. That was just the way that I say it.
I don't know. I tell you, you know what really... I've been watching this new series. I think it's on... Fuck, I forget what channel it's on. It's the... They did a documentary-type reality show, a series, documentary-type series on one of the shows called Rebuilding. Rebuilding the Towers, I think it's called, or something like that. And I don't know how many episodes it is, maybe 7 or 10. And it starts with, you know, kind of the rubble and what they were going to do and how they were going to do it. And then they start, you know, when they get the plans and then the museum and the fountains and the footprints and then the buildings and they're going through the construction and they go through the iron workers and the cement people and the people building the stairs. And then they intertwine it with, you know, the museum and people who have passed away. And there's a tree down there that they called it the survival tree that they found on the rubble. It was this little tree that was half pretty much dead, and it actually came back to life. And they've been growing it out in Brooklyn, I think, for the last 10 years or 9 years. And they finally made its way back to the site and they replanted it and it's growing again. But half of it is kind of burnt and fucked up and the other half is flourishing. And that's replanted down there. It's a nice big tree now. And, you know, you look at the park that's going to be there and the memorial and the fountains and the fucking museum and the new building is going to be the tallest building in America, the safest and the tallest building. So it's like, I know that all that bad shit happened and it sucked, but it also changed a lot of things, made safety and made us more aware of the world we fucking live in now. So people are, that will never happen on a plane again. I don't fucking think. If I don't care who you are, Joe, if me and you are on a plane and these fucking people took it over and we're going to blow this fucking thing up if you don't listen, I'm not listening. I'm going to fucking attack them and die. Blow it up because you're going to kill us anyways. And, you know, I talked to pilots and they were like, it will never happen again because we don't open the door. You know, their protocol, I don't know if you know this, before September 11th, if there was a hijacker, you negotiate. The co-pilot or somebody goes out and negotiates with them and lets them in because there might be a chance of them landing the plane in some other country or whatever because they never, flew into buildings before, right? So, but now it's like, fuck you. That thing is deadbolted. It's bulletproof, ballistics, fucking, you can't get in there. So because the pilots could drop the aircraft. If the pilots didn't open the door, if they didn't get into where the pilots were and kill them and take over the plane, the pilots could have fucking dropped all the cabin pressure out of the plane and everybody would have went to sleep except the pilots.
Right.
They could have twirled that plane over so fast, right, that anybody standing would have been dead.
Right.
So they'll never be able to do that again. And you got to don't forget that most airline pilots are guys from military, ex-military guys.
I didn't know that. Are they?
Yeah, they're from the Air Force and the Marines. They where do they go? You know, you got a guy who flies jets, flies planes in the military, and then your fucking career's up. Where do you go?
You go to the airlines, Bob.
You go to the fucking airlines, Joe. That's why you're the co-host. But I don't think that would happen again. And look, if me and you were on a plane, I'd fucking grab you and push you all the way down the aisle as they were just shooting bullets into your body and then throw you right on them. They probably wouldn't even shoot.
Oh, God. You wouldn't do shit.
I would.
You'd be fucking passed out from half a bag of Toblerones. Just sleeping there. Like a little. And I'd have my iPod in. I'd be sleeping right next to you.
We just wake up seconds before crashing into something.
Oh, God.
You know what the fucking funny part is? If I really did do that, as you were coming up, you'd probably just start speaking Arabic. It would all your facade. You're just a cell.
Take it easy, will you? I don't feel like getting put on a list because a joke you're making on a fucking podcast. Can you?
Another list, you mean?
Can you just stop?
You're already on the fucking hacky comedian list.
Fuck you.
I'm sorry. That was hacky to even say that. It was just hacky joke.
Shit joke.
That was a shit joke.
The shit joke and your shit.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding. So let's talk movies. Let's lighten up the spirits a little bit here.
Well, I mean, I don't know if I want to, Joe.
Well, what do you...
I mean, it's September 11th. I don't know. I mean...
Well, you put me in a position now because now it looks like I'm being an asshole if I want to talk about something else. Are you laughing?
Yeah, I'm laughing at your fucking panicking horse shit. I just don't know. I mean, look, I want to talk about some movies. I have some movies I'd love to talk about. But I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I'm just trying. It seems like you're very disconnected from September 11th. I don't know. I was here. I was shooting my first day on the job, the show The Job.
You were on one episode of that show. Stop talking about it like you were a regular.
Joe, you don't see. Now you don't get it, Joe. That was the first, that was my first gig that I, that was the first real thing I booked.
Okay. Then say it like that. Don't go. It was my first day on shooting The Job. Like, they hired you to be the new guy.
You don't understand. Fucking cocksucker. That was huge. I got a guest starring role next to Dennis Leary. All my scenes were with Dennis Leary.
I've seen it. I've seen the episode.
It was fucking holy shit to me. I got a double banger, bro.
Okay.
You know what a double banger is?
Yeah, I know what a double banger
is. What is it, Joe?
It's a fucking trailer.
You've never had one.
It's a bigger trailer. I did because I started in an ad campaign for Sportsnet, and I got a nice big trailer.
What trailer? So, double banger or triple banger?
You know, Bob, I don't want to brag. I think it might have been a triple. I don't want to brag.
A triple banger is less than a double banger, you moron.
Well, it was
moron.
Pretty fucking big. It was big.
There's a trailer, there's a double banger, and then there's a triple banger, and then there's the honey fucking wagon. Okay? The honey wagon is better than fucking sitting in a shit, you know, area where they keep all the extras. And then the double banger, the triple banger is better than the honey wagon. The double banger's a trailer that's cut in two instead of three. So it's bigger. And then there's the trailer, which the movie stars get, which is the whole fucking thing.
I had a trailer.
You didn't have the whole fucking trailer.
Aside from the lady that had to do makeup, I had the whole trailer.
You had the make, you had what?
I had the trailer, motherfucker.
I guarantee it's a technicality. Guarantee you didn't have the fucking trailer.
I was in it. I was in the trailer.
Yeah, with a makeup lady.
And the extras came in, and they said, guys, you're not allowed in here. Only principal is allowed in here. And I was the only principal.
So that was by luck.
Fucker.
Yeah, by luck. You were in a holding trailer. Was there a TV?
In a trailer.
Was there a TV?
Food, there was a TV.
Was there a couch?
Yep.
Was there a fucking recliner?
Yep.
Was there a bathroom?
Yep.
And who else was in there with you?
Me and the makeup lady.
Yeah, that's called the makeup trailer, you fucking idiot.
It wasn't the makeup trailer. It was the trailer.
You know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Joe. Fuck you, okay? Because this was my big day.
Yeah, well, that's the point. Say it like that.
That's
say
what like I said.
That. Say it like that. Say when I did something that meant a lot to me, it was when I booked an episode of The Job and I was on one episode.
I'm not going to say it like that. I'm going to say I don't give a fuck.
Like, people listening are going to go, oh, he was on The Job. I have to go back and buy season one. Yeah, won't see him.
Well, dude, that's the only season they could buy because it got canceled after that season. Okay? So fuck you, Joe. So it's actually worth more money now because I was on the only season. But
good,
that's not the point.
All right.
The point is it was my first day. I was, you know, look, I was fucking like, oh my God. You know, I went out to the Jersey Shore. I got in my trailer and I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, this is incredible. I'm going to be shooting a scene with fucking Dennis. I was nervous. It was fucking nuts, man. It was nuts. And I remember. And then all of a sudden, I just remember a girl running by my trailer crying. And I was like, what the? I was listening to Howard Stern on the radio in my trailer. And because the trailers have radios and TVs.
And, yeah, I know. I had both.
And yes, and the makeup lady did too, apparently. I was alone in my trailer.
I had a Vitrola in mine.
A what?
A Vitrola.
What's that?
Don't you wish you know? If you were ever in a trailer, you'd know what one was.
Joe, the fact that you're trying your ego and your fucking cuntness and your Arabness is trying to take away from my fucking sympathetic, meaningful September 11th story makes me sick. Really. And if anybody, if there's an American in Atlanta right now, you please find Joe and fucking beat the shit out of him for shitting on America. Because that's what you're doing. You're shitting on America right now.
No, it's not that. It's not that. I don't like how you took the story and made it sound like you were the star of the job. I can't.
I was a guest star. Guest star.
Exactly. That those are two big, mighty different words, Bob. Guest star. Guest star. They should have called it a guest spot. You were on for such a little amount of time.
I was on the whole episode, you fucking idiot. You fucking. You just. I know what you're doing.
Oh, man.
I know what you're doing. You treat me like you treat your other friends. That's not going to work. I get it now. Listen, the point is, stupid, bored, fuckface.
All right.
That was just fucked up to me. That day really trashed me. And the night, and I know everybody says this too. Everybody has a connection story. Like, everybody, dude, I was supposed to be in the fucking towers that morning, or I was there, or I was supposed, I know everybody has that. I was there the night before the towers went down because I was staying in Jersey City and I had to take the PATH train home. And the easiest way to do that is to go to the World Trade Center to get the PATH train, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take the cab down to the World Trade Center, and I was just to get out right there. And I remember looking up at the bottom of the world and just going, holy shit. I always used to look up and go, this is why I fucking love New York City, because of this shit. And then I went down, got on the PATH train, and then that was the last time I... That's it. Next day, they were just gone.
Yeah, it's... I never lived here when they were here. So when I moved here, it was in the... I moved here right after it happened, and it was, you know, the adapting phase. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that has a big thing to do with it. You know, I think... Because I used to remember coming down... You know, going down to the cellar, you'd see the World Trade Center just like mountains coming up out of the skyline. And, you know, they were so far down and they would just come up. And then you come out of the tunnel coming home from the airport and there those fucking towers would be. And it would just make you feel unbelievable, you know, like I live here. Holy shit. That's just insane. So I think that having seen them before and lived in New York while they were here, there was such a fucking... That's what made you the wow factor. I always say that. New York still wows me. And that was one of the things that would always wow me. Like, holy shit. Like, I've lived to so many places, and you get, like, L.A. or blah, 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 and you go to these... Oh, wow, this is... And that goes away. But New York, it's never gone away from me. I'm still blown away by the city.
I feel exactly the same way about New York. I walk around it and I go, this is why, as you were saying, this is why I live here. I love this fucking place. You know, so many comics keep moving out to L.A., and I understand why you would move to L.A., but I will be the first to say it. I have probably at least in certain ways, stunted my career by not relocating to Los Angeles and being like in that Hollywood mix or whatever, and I will probably continue to stunt it. Unless I ever move out there one day. But the other side of that, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'd rather live in New York and have the New York career and see where that takes me rather than living in a city that, you know, nothing against L.A. I have a good time when I'm out there. But it's like, it's just like even the potential, this is what I'm getting at, even the potential idea or opportunity that, like, oh, if you moved out to L.A., this and this might happen. Even that with a career thing won't pull me out of New York right now. It's like, I love that fucking town. I miss it, dude. I've been gone for a week and a half now. I'll be gone for I think I'm going to be gone for another two fucking weeks, man. It's like, you know, I miss it terribly. But and when I'm there, I'm like, this is where I live. This is... fucking New York, dude, you know? So
yeah, I'm excited though that we're gonna have this new building, the tallest building in America is gonna be in New York. Well, again, and
when are they gonna build it? I mean,
it's built, that you can see it now. That's the, you can, as you're going down the West Side Highway, you can see it coming up again, which is great. You know, like I told you, as you're going down to the Comedy Cellar, you used to be able to see the towers. Now you can finally see the new tower going up. It's like half built, but you can, it's so big you can see it, and it's all lit up. Especially at night, you can see it. There's all the construction is all over it, so there's lights everywhere. So it's at 2013. It's going to be done. The museum is going to be done after 2012, and the park is done now. So in a year and a half, those buildings are all going to be up.
Why did it take so long to get all that stuff up, though?
Because they had to do it right. They couldn't do it. They had to do it. There was so many. There's almost 3,000 people died down there.
Well,
so
yeah,
they couldn't just build any building. They couldn't just build any memorial. It had to go through a lot of fucking committees and a lot of bullshit. It had to be right. You know, it had to be perfect. And what I saw today, I watched, they have the reading of the names every year now, which, you know, maybe they can do every 5 years instead of every year. I'm kidding. Right. It's a long fucking...
Right.
I went and watched the rundown with The Rock and went back, and they were still going, Tom Johnson and McGillicuddy. It's like, all right. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm kidding. But they have the reading is in there, but they had the park is open now, which is, it's beautiful. The fucking footprints and all around the footprints is all the names, all the people that died on September 11th. So it's the footprints of the two towers are these beautiful fountains now that you can only hear when you walk up to the fountain. You should YouTube it. It's fucking amazing. And the memorial is, the museum is going to be unbelievable because they actually have, a fire truck. They have like all the fire truck, a cop car, all the fucking photos and IDs and all this crazy shit from the rubble. They have two of the tridents from the building inside of the museum. And then the actual building itself is fucking amazing. There's a lot of stuff that goes to it. It's the way they built the new tower. The way they designed it, if you look at it one way, in a certain way, it will look like the Twin Towers, like two towers together, the way the two towers used to look. Because if you used to look downtown and see the towers together, if you look at this new building, it's supposed to resemble that. And then if you look at another way, it's supposed to resemble the Washington Monument, which is, you know, America. So there's a lot of little details that you can actually I learned it from watching the show that the architects put into the all of the fucking the whole the buildings, the memorial, all that shit, the museum. There's a lot of details that go into that. A lot of little weird things, interesting facts and interesting architectural fucking devices that they put in. Like the museum, when you walk up to it, it's reflecting glass so you can actually see yourself, so you can remember. I don't know. So all this crazy shit.
So. Well, I look forward to all that stuff being built, man. I think it's going to be really cool. Yeah. And touching, you know, endearing and inspiring, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait to be able to go down there again, and I can't wait for the I can't wait just to come out of the tunnel, Lincoln Tunnel, coming home and seeing that big building that just, and there's not just one of them, there's going to be a couple of them, one big one, but there'll be a couple other big buildings. It's just going to be great to have that skyline back, man.
Yeah, it is, man, it is. Yeah, I wonder how I would feel about this if I had lived here before it happened, but you know, either way, it still affects me, and I'm looking forward to seeing all this stuff finished, and I think it'll be cathartic for a lot of people to finally put it behind them, you know, and go, you know, all right, we've come to grips with this fully, and I don't know, it'll probably help a lot of people emotionally move on, you know?
Yeah.
Not forget, but, you know, just kind of...
Except for you.
Why not me?
You forgot.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, Bob.
You're just a shit.
Dude, I can't believe you forgot it was September 11th.
I didn't forget. I knew yesterday, but I woke up today and I got I'd start doing work right away, and I just didn't realize it. I feel bad right now.
You should.
Why? Well, I mean, I know
why.
I know why. I just...
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't
Somebody
know.
Just sent the fucking email that you sound like you're in a fucking shoebox. I don't know. If people,
I do?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. If maybe it's your fucking computer. If Joe sounds like shit, fucking, let us know. If it sounds good, let us fucking know, goddammit. But if Joe is sound like, I'll try to fucking fuck with it.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds good on my end.
Okay.
You know, I got a tweet that I shouldn't take any shit from you.
Nah, I got that tweet too, but I don't think he was serious. And that if it is, he's not an American. He's an Arab.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's, I forgot. This is you're allowed to say racist things day.
on this day to Arabs, yes.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me?
What's wrong with you?
What are you talking about?
You don't make a statement like that on the podcast.
Why not?
Did you know how racist it is what you just said?
What'd I say?
You just clumped all Arabs together as being bad.
I didn't do that.
But she did.
No, I didn't. I didn't do that.
That's exactly what you... Well, you don't have to believe me. This is fucking...
I didn't say all Arabs. You said you can be racist today.
You said to Arabs, yeah.
Yeah,
I was
to Arabs.
Sarcastic.
I was being joking, too.
Were you being joking?
Hey, dude, fuck you. You said some horse shit earlier.
What did I say?
I don't know. Fucking feel bad, gooder day or some shit. I don't know what you said.
No, I said I feel badder. More re-bad.
Yeah, re-bad. Fuck off.
Leave me alone.
Oh, God. Dude, you know what it is this podcast is? I think it's just... Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we're just both cunts and sad because it's... I don't know.
You said you're depressed today, right? About the fat thing.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, what it is that it's coming up on 3 weeks non-smoking, which is, you know, all great. Awesome. Really, it is awesome. But it's, you know, it's a fucking, it's a motherfucker, bro. It's, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't fit into a McDonald's fucking bench Thursday night coming home from that gig.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah, I couldn't fit into the fucking seat, Joe. You know?
That's rough. That's rough, man. That's fucking rough. But you gotta, dude, you gotta cut back. You just gotta do it.
Oh, I know. I know. That's the problem. I know, dude. I'm on my way, bro. I know what the fuck to do. I've done this a million times. Not a million, but I've done it a bunch. I know what to do. And I'm, you know, Monday... I already got it already planned out, ready to go. I know what the fuck to do. It's just, it sucks that I have to do this, you know? And I think if most people listening to this and you, I know you know what I'm talking about. It's that there are people out there, I have to believe this, that don't have to do this, that don't have to watch their drinking, that don't have to watch their food and don't have to watch, you know, they don't have that personality. You know, they've been kind of the same weight their whole lives. They know when to stop, when they're full. They eat pretty much healthy, you know. I mean, you can't watch any, it's like every movie is just good looking people. Every TV show is good looking people. Walking down the street, it's just a, you know, it's like you look at these people and you're like, oh shit. Fuck, why, what the fuck did I do? You know? I hate having to fucking do this again. I already did it. I did it 2 years ago. And when I lost all the weight and I got, I mean, I have, you know, I was there and I'm never again. Not to steal the fucking September 11th theme, but I,
right.
I, you know, never again. And it didn't happen again. It happened again. You know, and I remember when it happened. I remember it was Cleveland and then Dallas and then I kind of had it kind of under control. And then it was, you know, then I quit smoking not last January, the January before. And then that put on weight. And then that whole year, I just added, and kind of hovered at a certain way. And then the last couple of weeks, dude, have been fucking ridiculous, bro. Like, bad.
Yeah, dude, it's, you know, it gets harder and harder because once that excitement of quitting goes away, then it's, now you're in the shit, you know?
Yeah.
Now it's not the fun, hey, I quit, I'm doing something good for myself. Now it's like, all right, motherfucker, you quit. Now let's see if you can stay quit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, dude. It's tough. I feel for you, man. It's a shit position to be in, and it sucks, but you know, you're doing what you got to do, bro. And you did it with the smoking. Now you got to do it with the food.
It just sucks, man. You know, it's like, if you look at life, it's like, fuck, it's just a constant battle. It's these little mini fucking battles. You know, but there's some people that I feel that don't have to fucking do this. I don't know, and I get jealous.
Well, I mean, look, they're...
I mean, have you ever looked at somebody else's shoulders and been like, fucking why, God?
God. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Ah, geez, you know, you're not even
that was a
fucking...
Shot.
Come on, that was that bad. That was a fucking beautiful setup. Jesus. fuck.
Look, yeah, no, I always said... I've had my times when I've quit drinking and stuff, and I've always said that, like, you know, anybody that quits something and hates it, it bothers me if that they hate that thing. It's like I understand that you want to hate something so it lets you stay away from it, but I always thought, like, you know, if I got to quit something, like, or if I got to take a break from it or whatever, it's like the reason I got to take a break is because I treated it bad. It didn't treat me bad. You know, it's like a chick, and I treated her bad for too long, and then it got all fucked up, and now I got to move away from it.
Well,
you know, it's,
you know what's weird too, though, is that when you quit smoking, and I don't know, I've been video blogging this process for the last 3 weeks. And it helped, you know, and I don't know if I'm going to do anything with it. I might just delete all the videos when I'm done or just keep them. I don't know if I'm going to do anything with them, but it's helped a lot. But another thing that I learned is that when you quit smoking, your body produces more acid in your stomach, which bloats you. It distends your stomach. It pushes it out. Okay. Like a balloon, and which makes you and you retain more water. And that's for like 2 weeks to a month that will happen. So you actually gain weight immediately when you quit smoking without even stuffing your fat face. You're going to feel fatter for 2 to 4 weeks.
Right.
And that's been happening too. So it's like my stomach is always distended. It's always pushed out because of the gas. I had to go to the pharmacy yesterday, and he told me that I could take Zantac twice a day, and it would kind of relieve some of the acid in the stomach to help relieve some of that. But that's just the process of quitting smoking.
Can I tell you something, too?
Yeah.
That the pharmacist didn't tell you, but he should have?
Oh, God. Go ahead.
I'm serious. It's alleviate. There's no such word as relieve.
Alleviate. Oh, fucking, you know what?
You said relieve.
You know what, dude? All right. I said relieve. Who gives a fuck? All right, Joe.
Fuck you. That was for the shoulders comment. So we're even now. Cocksucker.
I hope Skype goes out.
Yeah, I do too. I just look. I know what you mean, dude. Look. We're I'm in a funk too. All right, you're in a funk. I'm in a funk. But you know why we're in funks, dude? Because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing for ourselves. That's why.
Yeah, but I know. But I've been doing this for fucking 30 years, Joe, or at least 28 years.
Yeah, dude, it sucks.
And then
dude.
I go on fucking Netflix. And I look at all the people with hour specials, and I want to fucking kill myself, Joe.
Well, you could do that if you wanted to.
No, apparently I fucking can't.
Absolutely you can.
No.
You can go out and do it yourself and then fucking sell it to somebody. That's what everybody does.
Okay, I know. I don't know. It's just, you know, I'm just fucking bitching. Just fucking bitching.
Dude, it sucks, dude. I know. I hear you.
It's just, you know, I'm sick of, it's just a motherfucker, man. It's just, you know, it's, I don't know. I don't fucking know, man. I don't get it.
There are people out there that don't deal with this shit. You know, I hear you, dude. There's people out there that don't deal with this bullshit that seem like they just kind of, you know, coast through it and don't have to worry about booze and don't have to worry about this and don't have to worry, you know, and all that bullshit you're talking about.
Yeah.
They absolutely exist. But, you know, at the same time, you got to remember, dude, a lot of people aren't honest and a lot of people don't wear their heart on their sleeve. You wear your fucking heart on your sleeve, dude.
What the fuck does that mean?
It means you're open and you let your emotions fly. I'm not insulting you. I'm just,
it's just funny that this podcast has taken it's become a pep talk. You just use the old heart on your sleeve fucking pep talk. Bob, you get your heart in your sleeve, kid. You're a blue collar guy with your nose to the grindstone. Shut the fuck up.
All right. Well, then I won't finish it, you dickhead.
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm sorry. That's just.
I'm sad too, dude. I've been sleeping on fucking couches and in hotels for the last week and a half, and I'm going to be gone for another 2 weeks, dude. I'm depressed as shit right now. You know? I'm happy to be doing shows, and I'm happy people are coming out and all that stuff, but, you know, it's fucking depressing, dude. It's like, you know, that's my point.
Have the shows been packed?
They've been well attended. I'm not doing huge venues, so, I've been having good turnouts, you know, but you know, it's tough, dude. You know, I'm not home, and you know, the longer you're out here, the more you're going, I'm not going to have a normal life. I can't have a normal life,
right?
Because I got to do this. Like, I haven't been drinking that much, to be honest with you. I had a couple nights where I went out, but I mean, it's been mostly food. You know, I'm eating shit, and I'm just using the excuse, just like you did with smoking. I quit smoking. I can do what I want. Yep. I'm doing the same thing. I'm on the road. I can eat whatever I want. Right. And, you know, going to KFC after I already went to McDonald's for lunch, going to KFC for dinner. And instead of getting the grilled chicken and trying to eat reasonably healthy, I'm fucking, give me the original recipe, 4-piece. And it's fucking terrible, dude. It's terrible, man. It's not that other people can do these things without penalty. It's that they don't either, A, they're not truthful people, or B, if they are truthful and they don't have problems, they don't. They're not dealing with the same emotional shit we're dealing with. This is all a result of emotion, dude. Heavy smoking, eating whatever the fuck you want, going out and boozing it up.
I think the majority of the people that are fucking, even listening to right this fucking second, the majority of people, especially fans of our comedy, are fucking, are the same. I mean, fucking depressed, lonely, sad, fucking chasing excitement wherever they can, fucking, you know, unhappy, fucking wandering fucking cocksuckers just like us. I mean, you know, you try to find happiness where you can, and when you can, you squeeze the fucking life out of it until it dies.
Right.
I know we're not the, I think we're the majority, not the minority. I think the minority is the fucking, you know, the fucking cocksuckers with abs and, you know, a 32 waistline his whole fucking life. Hey, I eat whatever I want. I fucking hate people who say that. I got a fast metabolism. I eat whatever I want. Really? Fuck you. I hope you fucking go bald. You know? Nothing makes me happier than seeing a fucking good-looking guy just deteriorate.
Yeah, it's great.
Just to fucking deteriorate. you know.
It's great. It's great, but that's my point. We shouldn't feel like that, but we do.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem, is because we're miserable. So instead of looking in and going, here's what's wrong and whatever, we're looking out and going, let me take that and eat that. Let me drink this, you know. Let me shit on that guy over there. He's pissing me off.
I mean, you know? Yeah, but that's, I think, without that, where the fuck are we? You know, especially as comics, without that edge. I was actually talking to that writer lady last night. You know, the one that's writing the book about comedy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Who?
Her name is Adrian. She's writing a book about comics, about comedy and the psychology of it. She's been writing it for like 6 years or something like that. She always talks to Colin. I wound up talking to her last night about...
Adrian Appalucci?
I believe so, yeah.
Nice girl.
LeBlanc, I think it's called. You know what I'm talking
LeBlanc?
About. The journalist. That's her name.
I don't know. No, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyways, it's, you know, she was pretty much trying to, you know, that edge or that fucked upness is what keeps us, what makes us relevant. That's what keeps, and I hate, we're using the word relevant. I fucking hate that word. And, you know why? Because those cocksuckers on the fucking Twitter, that's the word they use, relevant. He's a relevant comedian.
Right.
Shout, really? We're relevant? Fuck off. Relevant. Oh, fuck off.
Why does that bother you?
I don't know. I don't like people who use the word relevant too much. You know, like I remember one guy used the word relevant on a tweet to me, and then I went back and I checked it, because I'll check your other tweets. I'll go back and find out what type of boring loser you really are. And he used relevant in like every other tweet to comics, you know, so you know it's some fucking douchebag. You know, I think what you're saying is really relevant. Is it? Who the
That's a word you use. What's, I don't understand.
Who the fuck is relevant, Joe?
What do you mean who's relevant?
I understand what you're saying. I just don't like people who use the word too much. And is what I'm saying, you know.
Who uses it too much?
I just told you, fucking uses it too much.
See, why are you getting mad at me now?
Because you're questioning me.
Because you're not making sense.
I just fucking told you. This fucking idiot used the word relevant in every other fucking tweet he had.
That's not what you said the first time. You just talked about his one tweet where he said you were relevant.
And then I said I went back and listened to his, looked at his other tweets.
Yeah.
And he used relevant in every other fucking tweet to other comedians.
I missed that part.
Well, that's the fucking key part then.
Well, don't get mad about it. All right?
I'm sorry.
I'm not the cigarettes, Bob.
I'm sorry. Oh, the food. Oh, the fuck. I just keep going down the list, Joe.
You know what I ate for dinner tonight?
I hope it was pussy. Hope it was 19-year-old pussy.
Oh, boy. No.
What?
I went to this place called Piccadilly. It's like a little cafeteria-style thing. Like, you get a tray, and you just go down a line, and you go, I'll take that, I'll take that, you know?
Hang on 1 second. I just looked at my Twitter real quick. Cringe humor. Robert Kelly, Joe DeRosa was more relevant on Louis this season. Ha ha. Hey, watch this, cringe humor. Ha ha. Fucking blocked. Bye. Ha ha. And you're listening live. I don't need your fucking witty twit shit. Go fuck yourself. The only way I'll ever let you back in is if you fucking... if you fucking email me and beg for forgiveness. Fuck you, fucking loser. Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
You're going to let him back in after he begs? Really?
Yeah.
You got no fucking character.
All right. Well, if it's Patrick, I like Patrick. Go ahead.
Well, who else would it have been?
Just go.
Because you shot your mouth off. You got all angry. And then you realized you were overreacted and go, God, you just backpedaled. Oh, you make me sick. You're just completely backpedaled.
What are you talking about?
Because you were making a stand and going, ah, that pissed me off. And then you block him. And then you go, well, I'll take him back. First you go, I don't need you guys and your bullshit at all. Fuck off.
I didn't say
and then
that.
You go, And then you go, well, I'll take you back if you email me. And then you went, well, maybe it was Patrick. I like Patrick. You fucking backpedaling. You knee-jerker, you. Yeah. Just a knee-jerker.
Yep. Now what? Yep, you're right. Now what?
I don't know. I thought we'd all laugh about that.
Now, who's we all? First of all, it's just me. Now I'm going to unblock him right now just because you fucking made me sick.
And now you're unblocking him.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Boy. All right, listen. You asked me a question.
This is what
earlier.
Bugs me, too, is that he fucking wrote to you specifically without me. Robert is upset that you are more. Fuck you. You should, if you were a fucking man, you'd block him too, Joe.
Yeah, he said something nice about me.
Exactly. That's you in a fucking nutshell, Joe. Right there. You just fucking accused me of having no spine. You won't even stick up for your friend.
Who? Who's my friend?
Me.
Oh. I didn't look at it that way.
What?
I didn't look at it that way. I don't ever consider, like, we're friends, you know what I mean? I just kind of...
He just tweeted me, too. Blocked, huh? Fuck you, Patrick. I wish we had a three-way. We'd get Fat Tooth on the phone.
Fat Tooth. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I was going to tell you something. You got me all fucking sidetracked here with the goddamn tweet thing.
Sorry.
What was I telling you when you started yelling about the tweet?
I don't know.
Nothing?
I don't know, man. I forget.
All right, well. All right, Bob. This is a sad one today.
You know what? It's a weird fucking, I don't know if it's Sunday, dude, or what. I'm just fucking depressed, angry, fucking pissed off. I'm just everything. Every fucking thing. You know, and I seem to pull out of it, and then I just fall right back into it. It's like a fucking hole.
I know what you mean. I got that Sunday night, I got to go to school tomorrow feeling. So it's that. It's 9/11. What?
Fucking Patrick is. His cunt is actually texting me now because he has my fucking cell number.
What do you write?
And I blocked him on Twitter. And I don't know how to unblock the fucking idiot.
Yeah, and you go and you hit unblock.
It's not on the app I have. I have to do it, but he keeps texting me now. We were talking about comedian psyche or some shit. It was about the it was about the comedy psyche. It was because I was talking about that girl writing the book about how us being fucked up.
That was 20 minutes ago. I was saying something else and you cut it off again, and now I forget the second fucking thing I was saying.
Sorry, Joe.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just gonna let you talk for the next, just take over for the next minute. Let me just cool down a little bit.
What I was saying was, It's a lot. It's Sunday night. You got that I got to go to school tomorrow feeling. It's 9/11. It's a sad day. You know, you're off of the smoking and trying to deal with the food intake and all that bullshit. I'm on the fucking road. I got a crazy week of driving all over the goddamn map in front of me. Mm. You know, we're just overwhelmed, dude. It's you know, I'm depressed, too, because I've been crashing at my buddies for a week, and now tomorrow's my last day here. Then I got to leave Tuesday to do all these other gigs. But that's when it starts, where I'm like really going from place to place every day, and it's a lot of driving and staying without people I know and shit. And it's kind of depressing me. I'm like, it would have been cool if this part of the trip was the second part, because it would have been a lot of running around into hanging with some friends,
right?
And I got the good part done first. Not that the next part's going to be bad. I just mean, it's just depressing me. So, you know, the point is we're all depressed about a bunch of different shit here. And it's just that vibe. It's just that vibe. Because I'll tell you, dude, what do you do after you finish dinner? I'll tell you, that's all I've been thinking about all night. I already ate dinner. What am I going to do now?
Isn't it a fucking sad feeling, man?
It's horrible.
Isn't that a fucking one of the saddest feelings ever? I already ate, now what?
It's horrible.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, I'm literally sitting here going, I don't even want to smoke, but thank God I have the option to smoke a cigarette and get like something to do. Mm. It's so bad. Mm. Yeah.
Unfucking believable.
And I'm looking at these fucking cocksuckers. I shouldn't do this anymore. This is bad.
What?
What is that? What just happened? Did you hear that?
What?
Did you hear that?
What?
Did that come over Skype?
Yeah, that went over Skype. What happened?
Something just popped up on my computer. Sorry about that.
What?
It was like a commercial pop-up or something.
What?
I don't know. I shut it off so fast I couldn't tell what it was.
Was it porn?
No. It was like a commercial for something. I don't know what the fuck it was.
All right. I let Fatso Patrick back in.
Yeah. Patrick, your teeth bug me.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe, for sticking up for me. Thank you for finally doing it.
I waited till he was back in your circle. All right. That way it meant more.
Fucking aunt's girl Melissa just fucking tweeted, I ate two slices of pizza before I walked down the runway today. Ugh. Fast metabolism. I hope you slip on the runway too. Hope you slip on aunt's lap and the gun goes off.
Oh, Jesus. Would you stop?
I don't want her to get... The gun just goes off and people get scared. I don't want anything bad to happen.
Turn it on all your friends.
I know. I'm sorry. It's non-smoking. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Melissa. I love her.
I love her, too.
Fucking Anthony's thin, too.
Yeah, he looks good. They both look good.
He fucking looks better than he's ever looked.
He's been training.
He trains in his house. He's fucking...
I got to move out to his house. I'm starting the petition and the campaign for that now. I'm starting the campaign. You know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I just want to go live at Anthony's house and work in a store out there.
We should all just move to Anthony's house. It'll be like, you ever see that movie with the radio show, Ship? The pirate radio.
That's what
we should do. We should just all move to Anthony's and fucking just get healthy and get guns. We all get a room. We'll have movie night. We'll be creative. Like, we'll have the studio at different hours. We can do fucking, you know what, dude, right from there. Karaoke. You guys drink. I'll cook. We'll have the pool. Fucking, let's see if Anthony will be into that. Like, just having... like a compound, like a real compound of followers. We can try to start a religion. You know what I mean?
I think he'd be into it. I soft pitched it to him once, and he didn't say no.
You soft pitched it.
He didn't seem against it. I feel like he'd let us do that. I feel like he'd let us leave there.
Yeah, I think we just fucking get a room and. God, that'd be fucking great. Could work out every day. We'd all just be shredded. I'd get my fucking hair done.
Jesus, dude. It's all I want.
Yeah.
It's all I want. I just want to go out there and just relax. You know? This road, I mean, I love doing the shows, but God, it's lonely, dude.
Yeah. It's the only thing that keeps us. I think it's the only thing that keeps you going, though, is the fucking this torture, this fucked upness, and this sadness, and this desperate horseshit, and this constantly never being satisfied, and constantly wanting more and never getting it, and being fat and fucking sad and skinny and in shape and feeling wonderful, and these extremes of fucking holy shit to fucking I want to kill myself is the only thing that keeps us going sometimes. I think it's the only thing. I mean, at least for me, I think it's sometimes it is the only thing that keeps you fucking going. You know, because I mean, what else is there? I've been going through this for years. You know, years. I know what the fucking right thing is. I know what the wrong thing is. I know what I should do. You know?
Right.
But
yeah.
It's like, I don't know, fucking, you know, half the people calling me fat on Twitter and Facebook are fat. How does that fucking work out? You know,
it's like, you know what makes me happy? Can I tell you something that makes me happy?
What?
When I go on somebody's tweet page and they have way more tweets than they do followers. Eh, you fucking loser. That makes me feel better about myself.
Anyways, well, fuck it. I mean, this has been a mishmash of fucking horse shit.
It's a real depressed one, man.
Eh, but I mean, what are you going to do, man? They're not all going to be fucking winners. You know?
Yeah.
We were both in cunt moods. But anyways, no movie I watched today, dude, that I miss. And so, my chick actually brought something up, which I don't know if you'll probably be able to figure out or, you know, shine some light on it.
Okay.
Fletch.
Classic
fucking awesome. Fucking funny. But the thing is did they use the same music, excuse me, in Fletch and Beverly Hills Cop? Was it the same fucking, you know, same music in the background? And I know they did that. They've done that a bunch of times in movies. They use the same dramatic fucking soundtrack or the same comedy bump, 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 skidip, bump, bump. You know, I know it's not that, but there's, I think it's the same fucking music, man. I think it's the same, you know, what do they call that? Background sound bed. I think that's the same thing in Fletch and in Beverly Hills Cop.
I don't know. I don't know the music well enough to speak to it. I never noticed that, but you might be right.
I think I'm pretty sure I am right. And they've done that in a couple Bruckheimer films have done the same shit. You know, these that same fucking crazy holy shit moment where the fucking jet fighters go overhead, you know. But yeah, watch
the
that.
Same music.
Yeah, they have the same sound bed type of music, the same, and I think Fletch and Beverly Hills Cop does that. I watched Fletch today. One of the last non-edge, you know, the last of the cute comedies, I would call them, you know, because then they went into Beverly Hills Cop and they started getting into edgier comedies.
Well, Beverly Hills Cop's older than Fletch.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm going to look it up right now.
Are you sure? Because that means that Fletch took fucking Beverly Hills Cop music.
I'm going to tell you right now. Hold on.
Thanks. This is...
Fletch is 85. Beverly Hills Cop is 84. So Fletch came after, yeah.
Wow, and it's this. I think it's the same fucking music, bro. Now, was it the same production company that did it? Same director?
Well, hold on.
Fletch actually came after Beverly Hills Cop. That's fucking interesting.
16,
for both, yeah, there you go. Wood floor liquor. Just said, yeah, Harold Faltermeyer
right?
did the soundtrack for Fletch and Beverly Hills Cop. So there you go. They're similar.
I wouldn't even say similar.
I'd say the fucking same.
All right. I didn't. Where'd you find that? Somebody tweeted that to you?
Yeah, Wood Floor Liquor did it. Tweeted it to me. So fuck yeah, that's crazy.
I saw.
Picked that up until today. My wife was like, "I can't watch it. I'm having a hard time watching." I'm like, "Why? This is fucking Fletch." She goes, "It's the same music as Beverly Hills Cop, and it's kind of weirding me out. I keep thinking it's Beverly Hills Cop, and then I was like, "Holy shit, it is! It sounds exactly the same." but Fletch fucking, that fucking uncreative Harold douchebag couldn't fucking come up with another jingle a year later. Jesus. Really?
Jingle.
Fucking boom, scamp, boom, scamp, boom, 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 scamp, boom, 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 boom.
Another jingle. You asshole.
But Fletch was one of the last, you know, kind of cute comedies, I think. You know, I mean, Chevy Chase, that's his stuff with Goldie Hawn and, you know, all of Chevy Chase's movies I like. I personally think they're fucking awesome. I love Chevy Chase back then. Now, I guess he's funny again on that show, but, you know, I loved his movies back then because he was just so sarcastic and fucking, I don't know, funny. I just loved his fucking horseshit.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. But
I love that he took a picture of the fucking dog on the roof. And that was back when they made movies when they didn't give a fuck about animals. And if you watch that, the stunt guy takes off with the dog on the roof, and the dog just falls off the car and lands like really hard on his back legs.
That's fucking great. That's hilarious.
It's like the old westerns when they just used to trip a horse.
That's hilarious.
You know, fucking horses would be flying down. They just fucking rip a rope up, and the horse would just go flying. And the stunt guy would land on a mattress, and the horse would just fucking scrape on his face down his side of a mountain.
Yeah, I love, like, when you watch those old, like, Buster Keaton things. If you see, like, a bridge explode, you're like, they really just blew that bridge up.
Yeah, they just really, you know, they used to really kill Indians back in the day.
Jesus Christ. Fucking wild, man. Well, yeah, I mean, I saw, well, this is what I was trying to tell you, is I saw Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, and it was terrible.
Really?
Fucking horrific, bro.
Well, I got to end this podcast really soon, within the next couple of minutes, because I'm going to see Warrior tonight. So, well, and I've got nothing but incredible reviews. And I'm an MMA guy, but I heard it's really not about the MMA. I heard it's a really fucking great movie. So I'll give you a full review on our podcast this week. But because this podcast is just a fucking test, Skype live test fucking thing that we're doing. But so your movie sucked. It just sucked bad.
It was terrible, man. It was terrible.
What was
it
about?
I'm a big... Katie Holmes and Guy Pearce play a married couple, and they move into this house, and they have Guy Pearce's daughter moves in with them, and the daughter doesn't like Katie Holmes, and it turns out there's this basement in the house that's walled off and hidden, and they go into it, and there are these fucking, there's like this grate that they open, there's these like little demons that live down in this grate that need to, they need to emerge from this thing once every however many years, and they need to take a life so they can keep existing. And it just goes from there. But it's based on a TV movie from the 1970s that's actually pretty good. But it was just terrible. There was like so many parts where you were like the fucking demons are like trying to like capture this little girl through the whole movie, you know?
Right.
And there's like scenes where they're like running all over her and like attacking her, but not trying to kill her. It's like your whole goal is to kill this fucking kid and eat her bones or whatever the fucking story is. It's like, kill her. What are you doing? Like, it was just really, really, it looked like they were like, we need to stretch this idea out for 2 hours and we don't give a fuck how or if it makes sense. Just make it last 2 hours. And didn't answer any of the questions.
So I just don't fucking. Why can't they make a fucking horror movie, Joe? Why?
I was talking to my buddy about it. I said horror is like porn. People like it for the money shots, and they don't expect quality. But it's like anybody that gives a shit wants a little fucking elbow grease put into it. And you know, but people treat it the way most people treat porn, and they just go, any porn is porn. Any porn will do. It's like, no, I get mad at porn too. If I'm watching it and they have a shitty fucking camera angle and I can't see what's going on, that makes me fucking angry, man. I'm like, what are you doing?
It's just,
I want to look at the guy's ass.
Horror is easy. There has to be. It's like an action movie. You know, that's why I loved fucking Man on Fire. What a great movie. What are you going to do? Kill them all. Anybody who is involved, anybody who looks at me sideways. That, and he just goes and he kills them all. That's, you know, it's fucking great. That's what makes it great. There's no I'm going to kill everybody. He sticks explosive in this guy's ass, cuts this guy's finger off. I mean, it just fucking takes. I mean, that's an action film. That's what you do. No, just go do what the fuck you do. In a horror movie, the same thing. You don't need to fucking just have the monsters kill the fucking people. Just that's it. That's why Michael Myers was great. He walked by a window. You were like, oh, this dumb bitch. And then he stabbed her in the fucking throat. And then he went and killed somebody. There was no stopping him. He just went and killed people. There was no negotiating. You could make him tilt his head like a fucking dumb dog if you were his sister. But then he'd still come at you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, it's horror movies need to have simple plots. And they need to, because the more complex they try to make it, once you start getting into, well, the legend says, and all that shit, it's like you're overcomplicating it. If you can pull it off, great. But if you can't, it's because it's too fucking complicated and people don't answer all the questions that need to be answered. It drives me fucking crazy. I feel like it's an untapped market. It's in action is the perfect example, dude. Action is an almost untapped market when you think about it from an artistic perspective. There are so few action movies that are like legitimately good movies. And there are so many that are just horseshit. Because again, it's like porn. People are just waiting for a fucking money shot and see something explode. But then you see something like Predator and you go, this is a fucking great movie. The movie itself is great. And it's fucking action and it's awesome. And, you know, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, they do exist. The Bond movies, some of them, you know?
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah,
all right.
I want to fucking make a horror movie. I think I can make a scarier fucking movie with a fucking iPhone or a flip cam in my basement than most of these assholes make. I mean, I haven't seen a fucking great horror movie. I mean, I think Paranormal Activity 2 was pretty good. The Blair Witch was scary. But I mean, I think The Exorcist 3 was scary. The Exorcist 1 was fucking scary. All this fucking bullshit with special effects ruin horror movies. You know, it just ruins it. You know, when the blood comes out like a fucking Japanese anime movie, you know, it's just Mike Myers was fucking scary. Halloween was scary. Friday the 13th was scary. That shit was crazy scary because it had very simple plots. One guy that couldn't be killed that just kills you for no reason. It's fucking great. And a little TNA, which was always great, which they're not adding in horror movies anymore for some reason. That was one of the best parts about a horror. You knew you were going to get a little titty. Maybe even a little box. Maybe a little hair. Mae to get to see the patch. Remember how awesome seeing a patch? Ugh. Remember when that used to fucking be awesome, Joe? Just seeing a patch of pubes in a movie. Right. Ugh. It still turns me on. When you see a patch, you know, you see that little fucking square patch of pubes.
Mm. Oh, it's great. Oh. It was good stuff.
Oh, it's great.
It was good stuff.
And you'd always get one in a horror movie. You'd get a little titty. You get a nice little titty, but then, you know, every once in a while you get that little fucking patch and you'd be like, oh, God. And then she got killed, which was even more perfect. Because you know that's how you feel after you're done banging that broad.
I love it. Yeah, dude, I've been working on a horror idea for like a fucking year, and I'm That's, I told you that before. That's all I want to do, dude. I eventually would, I'd be so happy if I could make horror movies. That'd be the most fun ever.
Yeah, make horror. And we should just do it over at Ant's house. We make horror movies at Ant's house. We use his camera equipment. We'll just make it all from the backyard. We call it the pool killer. Well, the hot tub murderer. We use all his, we'll use his weapons. You know, his knives, right, and swords and fucking and guns.
Right.
And we just fucking, we, that's the home base.
I love it. Mm. I'm in.
All right, well, listen, dude. We've been talking for an hour and 30. I don't know. I don't even know how many people are listening to this fucking podcast. Again, this was another test with me and Joe. Joe's on the road. He's on Skype through my iPad, which is connected to the Zoom, which is connected to the fucking computer, going live. We're going to be doing this. I just got a mixing board. We're going to be hooking this up to sound a lot better than this. And, you know, we're going to be doing... bringing the podcast up to the next level, bringing more guests on with me and Joe. And but this was a test. I hope this shit worked out. I hope you guys, whoever was fucking sitting around on a Sunday night, you know, checked it out and enjoyed it. Joe, you have anything to plug before we wrap this shit up?
Got my new album out on iTunes, Return of the Son of Depression Auction. Give it a look and a buy if you don't mind. And if you buy it and you like it, leave a review. And JoeDeRosaComedy.com, check the shows section. I'll be all through North and South Carolina this week, so come see something if you can.
Right. And if you guys want to email the show, you can email me, motherfuckers. It's RobertKelly@GloryHoleRadio.com. Again, we're going to be doing another thank you for donations. We actually got more donations, Joe.
That's great.
The thank yous for the donations are going to be coming out this Monday on the podcast. We did most of them. We got some more since then. So we'll be doing that once every 2 weeks. We'll be thanking live anybody who's donated. And, you know, the people that donated 20 actually get the CD through the email. So if you haven't gotten it yet, you will. Just hold on. And if you have any questions for the podcast, RobertKelly@GloryHoleRadio.com. And, you know, iTunes and all that shit. Keep spreading the word about the podcast. I am going to be this week. I'll be in New York. I'm filming all week. The 2-2. I got to look at myself, dude. God damn, am I fat in uniform.
Well, you're going to change it, dude. You're going to change it. Don't dwell on it. Just change it.
Yep. 6 months from now, baby, I'll be back.
Yeah.
And hopefully it'll be my last fat.
It is.
It's not. We said this last time and the time before that. I've been saying this since fucking sixth grade, Joe.
Well, you know, the whole thing is perspective and attitude, Bob. Don't go into it with that attitude. Just say that it's going to be the last fat.
I think the next podcast we do, we should actually pick up on this horror show shit. I actually like this. I think we should both come up with a horror movie idea, and we should pitch it, and then we'll do it, Joe. The best idea.
I'm not saying my idea on the air so somebody could fucking steal it.
Oh, you're real serious. I guess you're actually serious about writing a fucking horror movie.
I have. I've been working on it for a year. Yeah, I'm not saying another goddamn air. Right. I'll think of a new thing.
All right, you could have done that in your own head. You didn't even fucking announce your fears and insecurities on the fucking podcast aloud. Fucking A. All right, buddy. My wife's been staring at me. She's all dolled up. We're going to see this movie and then we're going to get some dinner. Shake and fry. How's that place? No, it's not
Shake
good.
Shake Shack?
No? All right.
Dude, I've been telling you about Shake Shack for the last year.
Well, she just shook her fucking head no, so I guess that's out of the question. Anyways.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have it, but it's good.
All right. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody who is listening. Wood Floor Liquor, Shock and Jock, Patrick, Melissa, I love you. And all the other cocksuckers who tweeted in. Patrick, you're back in. I love you, buddy. And
I love him, too.
He made a comment. You might not, because the last comment was, fix my teeth. You can never fix the lack of shoulders. Let's trade smile for posture.
I saw that. I didn't. I just didn't bring attention to it.
I did.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank everybody, too, for all the support and for listening.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
See you, brother.
Bye. Thanks again for listening to another episode of You Know What Dude podcast on gloryholeradio.com. And make sure to check out all the other shows on the Glory Hole Network. If you're using the Stitcher app, type in the word fart when you register. iTunes users, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. If you're a real fan of the show and you want to show your support, go to gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly and hit the donate button. $10 will get you a shout out on the air. $20 will get you my first CD, Robert Kelly Live, not available in stores. If you have any questions, email me at robertkelly@gloryholeradio.com.